This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie. I honestly didn't see the harm in my friend doing this with his kid.
Oh, you never do.
Yeah.
But then again,
your sensor is so off in children when it comes
really
to offending people.
And when it comes to my friend, I wouldn't blame him for doing this with his kid.
Of course you wouldn't, Riggs. God. What happened? Thing.
My friend has a 13-year-old kid, Jacob, right? My kid, Jerry. My friend, Jerry.
Oh, he has a kid. I thought he said, my friend is a 13-year-old kid. And I want to be like, do we need to talk, Riggs?
Likewise, yeah.
I have a 14-year-old friend. It's fine. No. My friend has a 13-year-old son, right? Jacob.
Got it.
And he took his son, Jacob, to see the movie It. And his kid was fine seeing the movie It. 13 years old, loved It. Took him to see It Chapter 2 last week. He loved It Chapter 2. That's not the problem.
Okay.
The problem came this past weekend when he took him to a haunted house in Atlanta. He took this kid through a haunted house, and the kid hasn't been able to sleep since then. Because... I'm wondering, is it because the real life thing? They had said there was a guy that chased them with a chainsaw through cornfield at the end of the haunted house.
Why are we shocked and appalled like this is real? We know it's a haunted house. We know it's pretend. Why are we appalled?
He was thinking if he was okay through it, he would be fine in a haunted house. He knows it's just people acting and stuff. It's just for show.
Riggs is a 13-year-old boy.
I know, but why was the kid okay to see it? But then when he went to the haunted house, the kids all of a sudden can't sleep.
Maybe because he knew the story of it, and when it came to the haunted house, he didn't know what to expect.
Maybe because
why haunted houses give me anxiety. I don't know what's coming.
Right. No, like, it is a movie that you're watching when there's someone in real time chasing you, and you're 13 years old, and you don't know what's what. You just know that you're going to go through a little haunted house,
yes,
and there's someone chasing you down.
But, as you can text into 71037,
yes,
some people are deathly afraid of clowns. They can sit through an entire horror movie, but you bring out a clown, and they're going to freak out.
Yeah.
So maybe it's just the person. Everyone is scared of different things. And I don't know what triggers that in people, what you're scared of and what you're not.
And he didn't know either. He just assumed since he saw the movie, he would be okay in a haunted house, but not. Is 13
well,
too young?
Maybe the dad needs to chill out.
Seriously, I think that's what we got to do.
The dad's having this time of his life adrenaline run, but he's using the kid. Get a friend.
Yeah, right? Come on, Pops.
Can't you find an adult to do this stuff with?
You hear that, Jerry? You hear that?
Jerry, get a friend.
Is 13 too young to take a kid through a haunted house?
No. Somebody just texted in at 71037 said 13 years is plenty old enough for a haunted house. I agree.
But every person is an individual, is a different person, mm-hmm, a different case. So
right. I don't know. If you want to text us 71037, we'll read your text. Is 13, is that an okay age to take a kid to a haunted house?
You can get your period. You can go to a haunted house.
Exactly, right?
But if you get pregnant, you can go to a haunted house. Okay?
But you might not want to, you know? The kid was scared.
You might not want to, both ways. Mm-hmm. Fair enough.
Yes. People are texting into 71037 saying things like, it's probably different because it's an actual physical thing that can chase you around instead of a movie on a screen that cannot reach out and touch you, which makes sense. Other people are saying that my daughters are 12 and 13, have been begging me for years to take them to a haunted house. Totally taking them this year.
Yeah,
so.
I think that's okay. Somebody texted and said 13-year-olds were just eating Tide Pods and snorting condoms. I think a haunted house will be fine.
Can I tell you guys, though, my favorite text that we got, the 71037, regarding this topic?
Yeah.
My 4-year-old saw it. She loved it, though. I'm an awful parent, but she loved Pet Sematary as well.
You are an awful
four
parent.
Is a bit
I'm
much.
Actually going to piggyback that you are an awful parent. Who
yes.
the hell does that?
Four is a little
early. You know your kid loved it. They don't know what the hell they love it for.
They don't know any better.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.